Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hey there, PeopleStack family. The topic of the week is permission. Permission to upgrade your tech career. Permission to fix your tech career. Permission to build your dream career. Looking for permission, that's what's preventing you from getting to that next level. That's what's stopping you. And I talked about it more in general in the last episode, as far as how, what do I mean by that? How does it show up? And how can you begin to overcome that obstacle, which is basically, and this is a nice segue into what I'm going to be talking about today, how you overcome that obstacle is by basically not looking for permission outside of yourself, not looking at your wife or your husband or your spouse or your partner or your boss or your kids or your mom or your dad or your brother or your sister, whoever it might be, not looking to them for permission to tap into your full potential as a technical leader, but to look inside of yourself and say, I want to do this. I deserve to do this. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to help hundreds, thousands, millions of people in the process. And so that segues to today's subtopic, which is ownership. And this is related to seeking permission because people who take ownership, you don't look for permission. You do it. Tim Ferriss is one of the people who popularized the whole idea of ask for forgiveness, not permission. Leaders don't ask for permission. You can ask for forgiveness later, but usually you don't need to, especially when it's something that's done out of love, out of integrity, out of service. You do it. You don't need to ask permission of anybody to do it. And so what does this really mean if you're not asking for permission to upgrade your career? Because after all, who's the CEO of your career? You are. And so if you're going to take extreme ownership of your career, what does that look like? Right? That's really like the opposite of having to ask for permission. The opposite is I'm going to take extreme ownership of my career. And because extreme ownership and the concept of ownership is something that people talk about a lot, especially if you follow the leadership world, Jocko Willink and his wonderful book, Extreme Ownership, right? Definitely highly recommend that book. At least most people that I speak with, you get what I mean when I say take ownership. And everybody has their own take on it, right? But we can all agree that it's essentially taking the actions that are necessary in order to have the impact that you want to have, and approaching that action taking from a place of there's no excuses, there's no whining, you get it done. And also if you were to kind of expand it out past yourself, which is kind of the point, right, is that if your team screws up, that's on you. There's no bad teams, only bad leaders. So if your team screws up, you take ownership for that. So if there's something, if you were to apply this to your career, right, No excuses, no whining. You figure it out. And it's all on me. Everything that's in your career right now, everything that's happening and that isn't happening in your career right now, it's because of you. You created it or didn't, as the case may be. And, you know, I talked about this a lot, and even every time I say it, it has that twinge of like, oh, that's a tough pill. That's a real tough pill to swallow. To say, wow, everything in my life right now, everything in my career right now, the good, the bad, and the ugly, it's because of me. It's humbling. It's also empowering. Because once you realize that you created whatever it is right now in your career, whether it's just kind of sort of ho-hum or a complete shit show, guess what? You get to fix it. You get to fix it. You get to make the choice. You get to make the decision to say, there's no excuses. There is no complaining in this world. I'm not going to whine and bitch and moan about it. I'm going to fix it. And I'm not going to ask for anybody's permission to fix it because I created it. And I get that for some of you, this is hard, especially for those of you who may have been in more extreme situations. Like, for example, you may have been fired. And for some of you, you were fired and you know what? You did take extreme ownership of that. You know what? You're like, you know what? I screwed that up. I screwed that up big time and I'm going to learn from it so that I don't do it again. But for some of you, you were fired and you're still blaming your boss. You're still blaming the person who you say got you fired. Maybe it was your boss or a team member or a combination of people who were conspiring against you to get you fired. And you are still blaming them. And what that means, if you're still doing that, if you're still harboring some anger, some frustration, irritation at those other people who quote unquote fired you, they are holding you, that thought, that emotion of that anger, that frustration, that irritation that you are holding against them, that's holding you back. That's the exact thing. I could tell you this. I can tell you this right now with almost absolute certainty that that is the exact thing that's holding you back from moving forward. Because you are not taking extreme ownership of what happened and why you got fired. Takes two to tango. Yes, somebody made the decision to fire you, but there's something that you did. There are some actions that you took or didn't take that opened the door to them making that decision. Everything in your career right now, the reality that it is your career right now, whether it's that you got fired, whether it's that it's been 2 to 3 years since you've been promoted, whether you're just feeling like it's death by a thousand paper cuts because everything's just okay, but it's just okay. And every day that goes by, it's like another little paper cut of you living and settling for mediocrity. Whatever the reality of your career right now, you created it. And I say that with a smile, for those of you who are listening on the podcast, I say that with a smile because there's the moment when you say, let's move forward. Let's fix this once and for all. I'm not going to blame anyone else. I'm not going to make any other excuses because this is on me. It's on me to fix it, no one else. And so this is what extreme ownership really means and what it really looks like in the context of your career. So that's what I really want to get across is most people have this intellectual understanding, this surface level understanding of what taking extreme ownership in your tech career looks like and feels like. What I want to get to you is more of that, a deeper level understanding of the strategic perspective that taking extreme ownership of your career means, but then also what it means on a day-to-day basis. So from a strategic perspective, it means taking a look and taking stock, which is what I've been encouraging you to do in the, this is where you are right now. Whatever your career is right now, I'm encouraging you to take stock. Where are you in your career right now? What's working and what's not working? Take ownership of it. And in order to take ownership, you got to get clarity first. What is working? What is not working? What don't you have that you want? So sometimes I'll ask clients, well, what's not working for you in your career right now? And they say, well, I don't know, but et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I want to become VP in the next 5 years. And I figured that I'd be there already. So that's what's not working for you in your career right now. You want to be VP and you're not there yet. Right? You don't have to overcomplicate it. It's what do you want in your career that you don't have right now? What do you aspire to? What do you know that you have the potential to create in your career that you haven't created yet? What's not working in your career right now? Get a real clear perspective of that. That's that strategic, you know, 30,000 foot view. And then down to the day-to-day, right? It's, yes, it's taking a look in the mirror and saying, all right, what did I create? What shitstorm did I create in my career? And then what can I do today to start to fix that? What excuses have I been falling back on? Oh, it was my boss's fault. Oh, it's my organization's fault. There's just not opportunities for advancement where I am. They're just not there. You know, I was talking to actually a few different prospective clients lately. And when I asked them what wasn't working in their career right now, all of them were very new to the organizations that they're working for within the first 3 to 6 months. Like they just got the job 3 to 6 months ago and they're very new. And they basically said, well, it's I don't know this organization enough yet. So I can't tell you what's not working. I don't know. So therefore I guess everything's working. Sort of shows up like that. But what they're doing there is you're using I don't know as an excuse. Because I don't know is exactly what's not working in your career right now. You don't have clarity around what's next, what's possible. Like it's an excuse to stall, right? What excuses are you using? You know, this gets down to the nitty gritty, right? On a day-to-day basis, what excuses are you telling yourself on a day-to-day basis that are keeping you from taking action? Oh, I want to wait until next month. Oh, I want to wait until I've worked here for a year. Oh, I want to wait until I get my MBA. There's a good one. It's a stall tactic. That's an excuse. I can't get a VP. I can't get to VP without having my MBA. That is complete and total bullshit, my friends. You do not need an MBA in order to become a vice president of engineering. It's just not true. You don't need it. Can it help? Maybe. But is it needed? No. That's just the excuse that you're telling yourself to stall so that you don't have to do the hard things that are going to be necessary in order to actually get that promotion. And trust me, I know that for a lot of people, getting an MBA, getting a PhD, is way easier than having the series of conversations with your boss so that you can promote yourself and get that person, get your boss to advocate for you so that your boss, she or he, helps you get that promotion. For a lot of people, going to school for a year, 2 years, 4 years and work to get more letters after your name is way easier than the promotion path. than taking the direct actions that are necessary. And you're just using that as an excuse. So that's really what taking extreme ownership of your career means. What excuses am I telling myself that are keeping me from taking the direct actions that are necessary in order to get to that next level in my career? And don't say, well, I don't know. If you say, I don't know, that's the excuse. That means you don't have clarity and you're not sure how. You figure it out. You figure out how. Don't stay stuck in I don't know. Don't stay stuck in I need to think about it. I need to gather more information. Before I can fully understand and fully appreciate the problem. The problem is you don't know. So find out how. Find out how to get there. And gather information that is going to put you into action. That's not just going to, you know, add to the proverbial pile, virtual pile of stuff that is living on your desktop, that is living in your documents folder, that may be living in your closet. You know what I'm talking about. The pile of information that is adding to your analysis paralysis, that is keeping you from taking the actions necessary to getting to that next stage in your career. That's what taking extreme ownership means. And the last thing that I will leave you with, what does taking extreme ownership in your tech career mean? It means having the hard conversations. The conversations that you are most dreading, the conversations that you have been putting off for months, if not years, it means initiating those conversations and having those conversations. The conversation with your boss where you actually tell your boss that you're looking for a promotion. That conversation with your spouse, with your partner, with your wife, with your husband, where you finally actually tell that person that you are not happy in your career right now and you want to change. And let's change this together. Those are the conversations that you've been avoiding. And you're avoiding because you're scared, but you're also avoiding them because you know that they're going to be hard. But when you take extreme ownership, there's no excuses. You do the hard thing because it's the hard thing that's going to get you to the next level. It's not the easy thing. You keep doing the easy thing, you could stay in the land of mediocrity. And I know that that's not what you want. So it's time to start taking extreme ownership. And if you need some help in taking extreme ownership, what is that exactly going to look like for you? What are the actions? What are the conversations, specific conversations that you need to take to get to that next level in your tech career? If you need help with that, it's time to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. We will help you take a look in the mirror. We will help you get absolutely clear on what taking extreme ownership and not looking for permission from anyone looks like in your career, with your team, with the relationships that you have, and for the dream that you want to build. So book a call with us today, thepeoplestack.com/book. The message of the day is take extreme ownership over your tech career, because no one else is going to do it for you. Talk to you again really, really soon. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.